Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. It's Maya
and Lydia.
Today we're going to be discussing our top 12 desert island songs. Starting off with Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. It was released in 2016 on the album Awaken My Love. What are your first thoughts on it?
My first thoughts are it's very different. I'm like, this is intriguing. It's a little repetitive, but like, I feel like that's the type of music that like, you're like, okay, and you get into it and you listen to it more.
Mm-hmm. I really like, even though it is repetitive, I really like the contrast and because it goes quieter and then just all the different instruments and elements that go into the background of it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't need a lot of lyrics to be amazing.
Facts.
Honestly, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it's undescribable unless you, like, listen to it. Like, in a car. You literally have to be in a car at nighttime. Full blast and
to fully experience
this song.
Honestly, it's just one of those summertime feel good songs that you can scream at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, basically.
Moving on to Careless Whisper by George Michael. It was released in 1984 under the album Wham.
First thoughts on the song. It's really, you can really dance to it. It has a good like beat. It's very different. Saxophone. And the story is interesting as well if you actually listen to it.
I feel like it's one of those songs where the lyrics just blend beautifully with the lyrics and like the music and the tempo of it. Because I feel like whether you're like dancing to the beat or you're singing to the lyrics, like you can always have a good time with the song.
Yeah, it's a good dance song.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. That's all you can really say about it.
Exactly. Redbone by Childish Gambino is also on the album Awaken My Love, released in 2016.
Why this song is good, because it is so different. I've never heard anything like it. It really intrigued me. When I first heard it, I remember hearing it, and I like instantly liked it.
Just the vocal range that is applied in this song is insane. I feel like there's a lot of twists and turns, so it never gets boring. So I could, that's why it's on this list. Like, and I feel like I could listen to it all the time.
Yeah, and it's like some of the things that are repeated in the song are like interesting because there's kind of like a deeper meaning behind it.
Exactly. It's most of his songs have like a hidden message behind
it. Yeah, and they're like spreading awareness for like social issues and such.
Maneater, released in 2006 by Nelly Furtado, is just the most empowering song. I feel like you turn it on, you can just scream it at any point, no matter who you are. It's just so good.
Basically, and it's like, it's also very like different. Like, you don't really hear like a song like that either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I honestly like the message. It's fun. You can... Everyone likes it. I don't know, one person doesn't like the song.
Exactly. And it's just really upbeat. And I'd say, I hate to use the word different again, but it is. Yeah. Like, I feel like most of the songs in here are...
different to, like, the typical...
music. Yeah, yeah. For sure. That's why
yep.
they're on here, because I literally could listen to them over and over.
Yeah. So next is Ivy by Frank Ocean on his album Blonde, released in 2016. First thoughts, Maya?
I just feel like it's more of a calming, just, it feels like a ray of sun. Like, you're just sitting in a ray of sun. Like, I feel like this song is just kind of pure happiness.
Mm-hmm. This song, for me personally, like, it holds a special place in my heart. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, like...
I named my cat after it.
Literally.
So, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I literally said this earlier. It's indescribable. You can't describe it.
And it was so hard to pick a part of it, because just the entire song
is amazing. Yeah, we're sitting here listening to it, and we're like, what part do we pick? Like, I don't know. The next one is Ghost Town by Kanye, featured Party Next Door on Kanye's album Ye, released in 2018. First thoughts?
I feel like this song is like a breath of fresh air.
Like, yeah. No, it's like childhood.
Yes, beginning to end, it's honestly just like nostalgic. Like, it's freeing almost. Yeah,
and it's like, I like how there's like a buildup.
Exactly.
I mean, she wouldn't be able to hear it, but like, there's like a buildup to this part in the song that just makes it so much better, too. Which I really like when songs do that.
Exactly, because I feel like it just, you can tell that it's coming, but you're just like, the beginning is so good too, and you just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like breathtaking.
Yeah. Just begun. No, we don't wanna. Next was Mac Miller's Hurt Feelings on the album Swimming, released in 2018.
Honestly, first thoughts, it's really mellow, but it's to the point where, like, there's still a beat where you want to, like, dance and jam to it, but it's not too much.
Yeah, and it's kind of, like, more, I wouldn't say, like, sad, but I wouldn't like, say, like,
mellow, kind of.
Yeah, it's just, like, chill. But it's more like, I wouldn't say morbid, but it's like kind of spooky a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say.
It's like just an interesting sound.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like.
It's just, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, they're all different. Ugh.
Yeah, I definitely like the different tone, I guess, or like key that it's in, because I don't hear a lot of songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get You by Daniel Caesar and Kali Yukis was released in 2018 on the album Freudine. Lydia, first thoughts?
My first thoughts are it's like really chill. It's like super like slow. I really like it. I like how like it's super like smooth. It's very much like a lovey song.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can just honestly feel it through your body. Yeah. Like, it just flows through you, and, like, you can just feel every beat. Yeah. And just the range in their voices as well. Like, yeah. The clip that we picked for this podcast is unbelievable.
Yeah, compared to what the rest of the song is, it's the best part.
It's, like, doesn't compare. Heavenly.
Yeah, basically.
I know you were made for me, but darling, don't you wait for me, 'cause I can see the promised land, but I can't do no promising. I know you were made for me, but darling, don't you wait for me, 'cause I can see the promised land, but I can't do no promising. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want.
Okay, so the next one is Deja Vu by J. Cole on the album For Your Eyes Only, released in 2016. Thoughts?
This clip of the song definitely doesn't show all of the range that's in it. I feel like it's a definitely more mellow and vibey, I guess, part of the song, because the rest of it is more rap and fast-paced, but I really like the lyrics in this part of the song.
I definitely do too. I definitely like a lot of the lyrics in the song, actually. And like, I don't know, they're just kind of funky, and it kind of just like, it's rap, and then all of a sudden it like changes to like R&B, and it's kind of cool.
Exactly.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, so this is our last one, and it is Congratulations by Mac Miller, The Divine Feminine, released in 2016. Of course, it says that all in the intro, but my eye first thoughts.
I feel like this song feels like euphoric and definitely, like yes. And like angelic.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this is a song that would be there at the gates of heaven.
And plus, like, that doesn't even begin to describe the rest of the song. Like, the exactly. rest of the song just keeps getting better and better. So that, like, is kind of just, like, we had to put a lot of the song in for you to get a whole, because it's just so good.
Exactly. And I love songs that start out just right in your face. And I love that he, like, finishes the song strong, too, because it doesn't, like, go down in the tempo.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the end to our Desert Island song list.
Thank you so much for listening.
Let us know what you think.
Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
BRB.